Well, greetings, everybody. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question you'd like to pose on the broadcast today, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. Got a topic of interest? Give us a call, 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and in Canada. Well, Richard, as you well know, although tomorrow is the actual date, Veterans Day is being observed today by many government and other agencies and organizations all across the country. And we here at Basic Gospel want to add our voices of appreciation to the countless men and women who have and are serving in all branches of our country's military, particularly those who have served in combat zones, who have seen the horrors of war, hundreds of thousands of whom have served at the cost of their lives, and countless others who have come home with grievous physical injuries and mental torment beyond anything most people can even imagine. We reach out to those families whose loved ones have perished with our deepest thanks and our prayers for healing in the strength and love of Jesus Christ. For those families, and for those who have returned, and those who continue to serve, we at Basic Gospel want to remind you of the resources available to you all through this ministry. If you are a veteran or the family member of a veteran, please go online to basicgospel.net/vet. It's there for you. We want to fight for those who have fought for us. Honor, respect, dignity for our veterans and their families. Again, that resource link is basicgospel.net/vet.
Now here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for that really thoughtful piece. Let me add my own hope for those affected. Whether, you know, even if they didn't come home in a box dead or were grievously wounded, everybody who's been a veteran has been impacted by that reality. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to all of you and to your families. We thank you for your service. And it's just an amazing thing you do.
It is.
Back when I was eligible for such things, there was a draft. And there was a lottery, and my number was 314. I never had to face this because I was way down at the end of the list. Now it's an all-volunteer military.
Yes.
And these men and women opt, they choose of their own volition to join up, and we really appreciate that.
Indeed, we do.
You can't say enough.
Thank you. Well, once again, friends, if you would like to join the conversation, we would love to hear from you right now. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is available in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742.
Well, this week we've been taking a look at Romans 12 in the context of how is a Christian supposed to respond to the various issues of our time, whether they're social or economic or political, the whole gamut. And I wanted to do a little bit deeper dive on Romans 12:2. This is the verse that says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I want to investigate a little bit of this because these words are important. The word conformed is the word from which we get our word schematic. A schematic is a plan. It's something that is the standard against which something is built.
Yeah.
Probably the easiest way to think of this is blueprints, but nobody uses blueprints anymore. So I invite you to go on to YouTube one of these days and just search for vacuum forming. And what you'll see is that there is a model. There's a piece of something that is the right shape, and there's usually a plastic or some kind of fancy material that they, with a combination of heat and vacuum, suck down against that model, that standard, and it becomes the same shape. That's exactly what Paul is talking about here. There is a standard in this world. There is a pattern. And if you allow it, the world system, that is Satan and his minions, the powers of the air, they will suck you into that pattern and form you to that just as certainly as plastic is formed to that pattern. That's not a place you want to be.
No.
Instead, Paul invites us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Well, it's transformed. We've heard this word many times. It's the word metamorphosis. And And some people might think, well, you know, when you've got a butterfly, the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. Well, if you look at the caterpillar and butterfly's DNA, they match.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is just something within that DNA that causes them to change from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the right word. When we say we're a new creation, we've been born again of the Spirit, we literally are a new creation. Something has changed in us, about us, and that something is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And when the Holy Spirit begins to change us from the inside out, starting by renewing our minds, by the way, when that happens, our DNA doesn't change. We're still a child of God, but we looked like one thing before, and now we're going to be something else.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of what the Spirit can do. And this word for renewing, anybody who has ever had their kitchen redone understands what this word renew means. It takes something and it changes it into something else. So our minds were accustomed to thinking along the patterns of this world. The Spirit enters us and changes us from the inside out again so that we think differently, we choose differently, we behave differently, we become different people because we are different people. I'm not an old sinner saved by grace. I am a new creation, a child of God, sinless perfection in Christ.
In Christ.
There's the key words,
yes.
In Christ. So when you're looking around the world or in your own neighborhood and you see social issues, economic issues, political issues, name the issue. It doesn't matter what it is. I will guarantee you there is a major portion of the world system that is trying to force you into that mold and to mold you to look like whatever the world wants to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We see this most often today and maybe most tragically today in this whole thing that has been labeled identity politics. You can't just be a human being.
Yeah.
You have to be black or Hispanic, or you have to suffer from white privilege, or you just name it.
On and on.
Yeah, the whole idea of a class in our society. Who's the middle class? Who's the upper class? Well, everybody says those people who make so much money. Well, if you look closely at it, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have classes? We don't need classes. We just need people. We need citizens of this country. We need citizens of the world. We need people who are conformed to the image of Christ, and that's the Holy Spirit's job. If we will let him, he absolutely will do that in us, for us, and through us so that we can relate to other people on the basis of their identity. Now, their identity is either in Christ or not in Christ, and I'm not allowed to judge that.
Yeah.
So what I do is present Jesus, regardless. That's what we're all invited to do. We present Jesus, and let the chips fall where they may. I don't judge. If somebody rejects Jesus today, maybe 3 weeks from now they accept him from somebody else or from me. It's immaterial. I can still love them. I'm called to love as I have been loved. That is impossible unless I'm a new creation and have been transformed.
Yeah.
That's God's job. He's really, really good at it.
He's good at it.
Let's let him do it.
Absolutely. Great thoughts, Richard. Thank you for that. Well, friends, it is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Davis. I'm here with Richard Piper. Of course, Bob Christopher's stepfather passed away just in the last day or two, and he is in Atlanta, Georgia for that service. And we miss Bob when he's not here, but we know where he is, and we all pray that Bob and his family, and particularly his mom, Jane, is going to be wrapped in the warm grace of the Lord Jesus
Christ
during this time. So we're thinking about you all there in Atlanta, and Bob, pray for your safe return on a Monday. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel. Open lines, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition. Again, 844-322-2742. O'Fallon, Missouri. Brad, you're it.
Well, I tell you, Richard and Bob, what a wonderful discussion. And Richard, as you were speaking about Romans 2, I could not help but go back to the launching pad of Romans 2, which is Romans 1. And I take Romans 1 back to Hebrews 4, 9 and 10. where it talks about this Sabbath rest and the fact that we've entered this rest when we've ceased from our own works. And I kind of got a image in my head because you were talking about the molding of this plastic. And when we decide to rest in God, we're actually going into his molding machine. And I just appreciate you setting that off in me. And as I like to do, I like to blame you for a lot of things.
Well, thank you. I'm actually to blame for a lot of things. So
he's an easy target, Brad.
Oh.
But actually, it really is absolutely true. And as I continue to grow in his grace and into the image of his son, man, I tell you what, as Paul said, the things of this world grow strangely dim. And if people could just get a hold of what God's really doing, that worldliness can be removed. And yeah. Wanting to be like the world can be removed. And I'll let you guys talk. Thank you.
thanks, Brad. And that's an important point. I mean, we don't get to leave the world just because we've become Christians.
Sure.
We have to deal with the world as it is, as it really is. We're not looking through rose-colored glasses and, you know, in the sweet by and by. There's tough stuff to live through. There's wonderful stuff to live through.
Right.
Both sides. And in Christ, we have the ability to walk in this world, to be in the world, but not be overwhelmed by the world,
yeah.
Not be forced into the world's mold. If I know some of you have been through this kind of stuff, call and let us know what kinds of things God has done in your life to pull you away from the world while making you actually more usable within the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's doing here.
Sure.
The body of Christ literally is the body of Christ on this earth. Jesus isn't here right now. He's coming back, but he's not here right now. We get to be him as he works through us, and impact is made, positive impact. Lives are changed, not because of us, but because of him.
Absolutely.
And it's just awesome.
Absolutely. Well, again, open lines. Brad took advantage. We hope, friends, you will too. 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. My name is Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us. And friends, we have this great resource for you as you make your Thanksgiving gift to Basic Gospel this month. It's our 2-CD series called Hard Passages. In this series, you're going to hear Jesus-focused, life-giving answers to some of the hardest passages in the Bible. And never again will you need to read those hard-to-understand passages, those fear-evoking passages with concern and confusion. You'll be able to rest in the truth that your salvation is secure, your forgiveness is complete, and your hope is fully anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of Hard Passages. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, Richard and Stephen, those listeners who joined us a little bit late in the broadcast probably didn't hear the opening and when we talked about our veterans. And a little bit later in the broadcast, I want to play that again so that those who are tuning in late will be able to hear it. But right now, a question from Phil, and this is on Romans 11, Richard. He says, there are some verses in Romans 11 that I don't understand, namely verses 11 through 24, having to do with cutting off and grafting branches in. Some teach that these verses mean salvation can be taken away. Since I read other passages which seem to teach eternal security, these passages must mean something else. Could you deal with this on Basic Gospel? And here we are.
You need our Hard Passages CD.
I'll
bet you anything That's this right. passage is on there. We get the same questions, actually, regarding John 15, where, you know, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And when God's trimming things, whether it's grapes or olive trees, does that mean he's cutting people off? Oh, no. And in both cases, the answer is no. In the case of John 15, in order for me to be a healthy part of the vine, I've got to be pruned. Mm-hmm. It's just as simple as that. There are suckers that will grow up on the vine. Any of you who have done any gardening know that you've got to cut those suckers off in order for the plant to be healthy. They don't serve a purpose. They're just sucking resources. That's why they call them that.
Right.
With the olive tree, the question here is dealing with, is Israel been rejected? And the clear answer is Israel has never been rejected. They did a lot of rejecting of God on their own,
yeah,
and suffered consequences for that because of their really bad decisions. But God never rejected Israel. He still hasn't rejected Israel. So we come to the Gentiles. The Gentiles have been grafted in to the olive tree. Does that give us the right to go, oh, you Jews, we knew it. We're in the tree now, you're gone.
Yeah.
And Paul says, absolutely not. Do not go there. If God wanted to, he could wipe everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
I have argued with him several times that that's what he should do, wipe it all out and start over. Well, he stops me and says, you realize I'm coming back, and I'm not going to have to wipe out everybody. There are people that I've been able to save, and then I'm going to recreate the earth and the heavens. That's going to be spectacular. So just wait for it, Richard. Don't get all bent out of shape because things aren't going the way you think they should. That, when I'm arguing with God like that, that's a form of arrogance on my part, saying, I'm good, all the rest of these people are bad, why don't you do something about them? And his response is, I will choose to do something about you. Let's talk. Okay, so he prunes me. He lets me know I've been grafted in because I'm not Jewish. I'm a Gentile, but not to judge the Jews. And that's what this whole thing is about. Don't mess with God. He is God. We're not.
Yeah.
And that's not to scare you about God, but he is God. I mean, remember, Satan, for all of his power, is nothing. Absolutely nothing. At the end of things, when Jesus comes back and there's this giant battle that everybody is afraid of, the Battle of Armageddon, what does Jesus do? Nothing. He speaks, and
yes,
it's done.
That's it.
He speaks. He doesn't waste his time with going to bind Satan and throwing him in the abyss. He sends an angel down. Go deal with that. That's how superior God is to Satan and his minions.
Yeah.
So when we read verses like this, in humility, we should say, how in the world was it possible that God could create this people called Israel in spite of all of the messes they made and bring Jesus through them and then take the results of Jesus' life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, bring the Holy Spirit back and reach people like me and the Jews, Jews and Gentiles becoming one new kind of human being. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
And that is the humility we should have around this topic. It's not about losing salvation and gaining salvation. It's about who is God and what has he done. I mean, if you go down, I think it's the end of this, at the end of 11, this should tell you how Paul approached this. He said, oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
That is the conclusion of the Jew and Gentile conversation. This is good news, folks. It is really good news. Jesus is completely victorious. Let's allow him to be victorious in everybody's life who will allow him to do so.
Again, good stuff, Richard. Thank you for that. And, Phil, we appreciate your question. And, friends, for those of you who are veterans or family members of veterans, we're going to have something very special that we did at the beginning of the program just after this next question, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Richard, a question from a new pastor friend of ours named Corey, and he says, hello, guys. My question is, in the matter of spiritual warfare, is it a matter of fighting demons? Or, as 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 proclaims, is it a matter of warring against mindsets and false belief systems? I hear a lot of about deliverance ministry where warfare is emphasized and demonic strategies are taught. Jesus is also taught, but demonic warfare is stressed. Thanks for your thoughts. They're highly valued, he says.
if God takes you into a place and needs to work on actual devil possession through you, he will let you know. He will prepare you. He will work through you. It's not your job to go searching out demons and saying, okay, I'm going to fight these demons. Yeah. The demons will wipe the floor with you. We've got an example of that in the Bible, right? These guys went running into this place, and the demons said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but we don't know you, mm-hmm. and proceeded to beat them up, strip their clothes off, and throw them out in the street.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happens when you fight Satan on your own.
Right.
Jesus has fought Satan and has been victorious. There are people who are possessed by demons. Jesus is not willing for them to be lost either, if they will respond to him. And I know from stories I've heard, from pastors who have been involved in this, that all it takes is for somebody to show up and say, Jesus, and deliverance occurs. So this is Jesus' job, not mine.
Yeah.
Are we involved in spiritual warfare at all times? Absolutely. What does it say that we're supposed to do? If you go to the end of Ephesians chapter 6, the whole spiritual warfare thing, you put on all this armor, helmet of salvation, all of this stuff, and when you get done, does it say to go charging out into the world? No, it says, and having done all, to stand.
Yeah.
That is what God calls us to. We stand. What do we stand in? We stand in the love and grace of God. We live by that grace through faith. He does with us as he sees fit, and it's always worthwhile. He does for other people through us as he sees fit, and that's always worthwhile. As long as my eyes are fixed on Jesus, he could take me through hell if he chose to, and hell wouldn't touch me.
Right.
If I decide to go through hell on my own, I'm going to get whacked and whacked hard.
Yeah.
Jesus is sufficient. He is our focus. Satan is real. He is defeated, but he's trying to take as many people with him as possible. Let Jesus do his job through us as he sees fit.
Well, Richard, as you well know, although tomorrow is the actual date, Veterans Day is being observed today by many government and other agencies and organizations all across the country. And we here at Basic Gospel want to add our voices of appreciation to the countless men and women who have and are serving in all branches of our country's military, particularly those who have served in combat zones, who have seen the horrors of war, hundreds of thousands of whom have served at the cost of their lives, and countless others who have come home with grievous physical injuries and mental torment beyond anything most people can even imagine. We reach out to those families whose loved ones have perished with our deepest thanks and our prayers for healing in the strength and love of Jesus Christ. For those families, and for those who have returned, and those who continue to serve, we at Basic Gospel want to remind you of the resources available to you all through this ministry. If you are a veteran or the family member of a veteran, please go online to basicgospel.net/vet. It's there for you. We want to fight for those who have fought for us. Honor, respect, dignity for our veterans and their families. Again, that resource link is basicgospel.net/vet. Well, Richard, in addition to the resource for our veterans, we have resources for everyone. The hard passages, the two CDs that we've produced. Tell our listeners how they can benefit by hearing these.
Well, there are hard passages in the Bible. There are some things that are just difficult to understand or can cause fear. Bob and I had a wonderful time going through these, doing the research on them, getting answers that were short and to the point so that good theology was being offered and Jesus was being offered, but in a short, palatable way.
Yeah.
And this set of questions are sort of the greatest hits. You are going to learn things, and those things are going to build your faith and remove the fear, guaranteed.
Hard Passages by Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. And friends, we want you to have a copy. It comes with your November gift, your Thanksgiving month gift to Basic Gospel. And to make that, just simply go online to basicgospel.net, or you can phone 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day, even over the weekend, 844-322-2742. We'll send you a copy of Hard Passages. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again on Monday after a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.